This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, everyone. This is Wael Rahim, and you're watching Pandemic with the Solution in Mind with a very, very special episode because my computer crashed and I lost everything within that laptop. So I couldn't edit the intended episode for this week, but I thought to come and discuss one of the questions that I've been asked to answer for many, many days now. And it's been coming again and again in the past couple of months, actually. And that question is that if we were able to quit pornography, if we were able to install softwares to block our way from accessing these content, but we are still addicted to masturbation itself, meaning when we are alone, whether we are in our bedrooms or bathrooms or toilets and stuff like that, we have the tendency to masturbate to the flashbacks, to these images that you've been building in your brain for many, many years, perhaps. And as a result, sometimes when you're alone and the dopamine level, and if you didn't watch the episode of dopamine, please go back to episode number 18, last week's episode, where we talked about dopamine and how can we boost the dopamine in your brain to serve you, to get in control of your actions and so on. But these situations are a lot, and we experience being alone a lot of the time, although it is highly recommended to be around people during the journey of recovery. But nevertheless, sometimes we find ourselves alone in the bathroom, in the toilet, as I mentioned earlier, and bam, we masturbate. What do we do about this problem? Now, two solutions to this problem, and I found them to be very, very effective. However, one of them you may not feel comfortable with, and that is you have to tell someone. Number one, you have to have an accountability partner. So this is something very, very important, because if you have an accountability partner around your home and you entered your bathroom or toilet, you will find someone to at least knock your door, you know, and delay this stop the process of perhaps masturbation. How about if you don't have that accountability partner at home at that particular time, then being alone is a vulnerable, you'll find yourself in a vulnerable situation, and that would be very, very difficult to resolve. So 3 points here that you have to bear in mind. Number one, you must have an accountability partner. You will not be able to quit any bad habit on your own. This is something established, all right? You may develop habits, good healthy habits by yourself, running, jogging, and so on, exercising, eating healthy food. You can actually do that on your own. And even then, you need someone to remind you of your diet. You need someone to remind you of your schedule if you fall short. So accountability partners really work magic, work really good. So you need someone to know that you are suffering or going through this misery. So number two, you need to limit your time being alone, as we mentioned in the previous episodes. And thirdly, when you are with someone at home and you go to the toilet or the bathroom, that person, if he or she are your accountability partners, then they will have the ability to monitor the time and knock your door and call you out. Is there everything okay? Do you need any help? And so on. And as a result, the process of masturbation may stop. If you wish to know more about the harmful impact of masturbation, or if you want to know listen or hear my response to Dr. Zakir Naik and Dr. Yasser Qadi regarding their views on masturbation, I will leave the videos pertaining to masturbation that are already on the Aware Academy YouTube channel in the description below. So I hope that this video, even though it was out of necessity, because I didn't want to leave the week empty without any tip. Even though the advice may not appeal to many, because it's a little bit difficult really to deal with masturbation on its own, as opposed to block internet or block pornography. So getting rid of pornography is easier actually than getting rid of masturbation. But the solution is probably one of these three options: not to be alone, inform your accountability partner that you're entering the toilet or bathroom and so on, or inform your accountability partner that you have a problem regarding masturbation and pornography. And when that accountability partner, if he's around your home, may knock your door and so on, to make sure that you are okay, to make sure that you're sober. And number three, seek professional help. Reach out to people of professional expertise in the field of addiction, whether it's behavior addiction or sexual addiction, and perhaps you can find some solutions to these issues. But don't give up on yourself. Do your best to be the best, and I'm sure you will get out of that misery. All right, before leaving, please share the content, subscribe to our channel, and I promise, God willing, we'll see you next week with a new episode, with a new hormone, neurotransmitter, and how to boost it to serve ourselves, to serve us in the journey towards recovery from porn and any undesirable activities. Thank you so much. Subscribe to the Aware Academy channel before you're leaving. We'll see you next week. Stay aware.